This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the United Auto Workers strike deep into a sixth week, the Anderson Economic Group based in Michigan has a new estimate on losses in the strike so far, $9.6 billion for the economy. This includes $2.7 billion for the three car and truck companies and $579 million in lost compensation for union workers. Suppliers, dealers, and customer losses make up the balance. General Motors reports quarterly results shortly, Ford on Thursday.
Only 2 weeks of the strike, we're in the third quarter, says analyst David Whiston at Morningstar.
So because of that, the Q3 numbers may not be that bad.
It's the forecast for the rest of the year that's the issue, says economist Ned Hill at The Ohio State University.
This really is like a game of, I don't know if it's Jenga or Rubik's Cube.
If it goes on long enough, the strike could eventually cut into sales, and it's likely the resulting contract will raise labor costs. The UAW is pushing for wage increases, and they can use healthy profits as leverage, says Michelle Kaminsky, a professor of labor relations at Michigan State.
They're saying, we helped you earn this money, and we believe we deserve a share of it.
The union is also demanding new EV battery plants be unionized. Ford recently paused construction of one in Michigan, and GM said it will delay production of an electric pickup over uncertainty about the EV market. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.